Nearly 200 people marched through downtown Syracuse from Columbus Circle to Syracuse City Hall on Sunday, led by members of the faith community. Their message? To restore peace after rioting over the weekend. A small group of people had smashed windows to some local businesses, the city public safety building, and the adjacent Onondaga County Courthouse building. They want the true calls for change to continue after the tragic death of George Floyd in Minnesota.
I am tired as being a young man in this country, and when I plead out to God that I see my brothers and sisters that can't come together, can't lift one another up, can't encourage one another, and we're going to show the powers that be in this moment that we are going to put aside our differences and we are going to stand up for what we believe in, and that is God is love. And we will be love to this community. We will be love to the world around us. We will stand up and use our voices, use our giftings, and use our talents.
Those thoughts were met with resounding applause. A prayer followed, and then participants chanted. Pastor Eric Uhr told the group that the murder of George Floyd of Minnesota is far too much to endure in 2020. He says the only way to go forward is to act constructively and not destructively. That's why he supported the curfew.
Let's abide by the curfew. If our elected officials that we elected think that a curfew will help bring peace, help bring a lack of destruction and violence, let's abide by that. You know, if you're a legitimate, passionate protester or person concerned with what's happening in our country, you're not the person the curfew is really intended for. The curfew is really intended for the person that thinks that we can only be heard by breaking, burning, or destroying things. That person, we want to put on a curfew, unfortunately.
Yours says people are already being heard, so there's no reason to deface property or other illegal means to be effective in getting their messages across. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.